morning, and a warm welcome to our service of morning prayer for the first Sunday of Advent, November the 28th. Our hymns in the service today are number 786, Wake, O Wake, with Tidings Thrilling, and then at the conclusion of the service, Hark, What a Sound, and Too Divine for Hearing. And the words for this hymn are on the service sheet supplied on our website. So let us prepare our hearts and minds as we come to worship the living God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed are you, Sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory for ever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. Now we come bringing our burdens before God and acknowledging our own shortcomings. When the Lord comes, he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Therefore, in the light of Christ, let us confess our sins. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us pray the collect for the day. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now hear the word of God.
Hear the Gospel according to Luke. There'll be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress amongst nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and the day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I don't know if you ever recall writing essays at school or studying English language and remembering the importance of consistency of writing in one tense or learning the concept of tense. In reading or writing about the past, the present, or the future tense. Advent is a threefold season, and that we can see it and approach it in three tenses. God acted in the past, is acting now, and will act in the future to bring the fullness of the kingdom. Advent leads us to Christmas. And we celebrate once again the arrival of Jesus as a baby 2,000 years ago. We can reflect upon the marvel of his entry into the world. But there's the present too. Advent is a time not just to anticipate welcoming baby Jesus, but a time of welcoming Christ afresh into our hearts. And we may choose at this time of year to seek a closer relationship with him. A chosen act of devotion as we look ahead to the joy of Christmas. But then there's the future too. Advent means we need to be expectant of Jesus' eventual return at any time. However that happens, it will happen. Advent is from the Latin word meaning to come. And whilst we can think about the historical Jesus coming and Jesus present with us now in the Spirit, there's no doubt that this Gospel today is all about Jesus looking to the future and how we can prepare ourselves for that future. The future may be something that fills us with fear or anxiety. It may be something that fills us with hope and expectation. When I meet our readers for morning prayer, either on Zoom or in the Lady Chapel in the church, I will often say at the end, so what is happening in your day today? I will have my own day mapped out too. It is usually foreseeable, but occasionally things happen and the unforeseeable occurs. The unforeseeable comes quickly, unexpectedly, like some of Jesus' parables, the thief in the night, the bridesmaids waiting for the bridegroom. All about preparation for the Son of Man returning. It is hard to get ready for something which we know so little about, what we cannot see or envisage, a complete surprise. Like the Mother Mary when she was told by the angel Gabriel, how can this be? Is this possible? What shall I do? But God knows. And so she said, may it be so, for nothing is impossible for God. We may have the questions Mary asked. We may have those questions ourselves at times. What is possible and not possible? The future we cannot foresee. But yet God invites us to respond in whatever the circumstances are, to step forward in trust. Sometimes the future is seemingly easy to handle. Sometimes not, as Jesus warned his disciples. For in today's gospel, the signs are that life is going to get tough, particularly in this context for Jesus as he taught the parable of the fig tree and all the trees. Life is going to change for Jesus very soon, as his own circumstances would become tough. And so as he left them, the crowd were warned to be on their guard, to be alert, and have the strength to face the future. Jesus was seeking their commitment, their allegiance, and that this should be the result of considered and prayerful choices. And the same challenge he issues to us now, to be alert and ready. The depth of our faith comes from times of crisis, change and confusion. Faith should become more certain when we have been able to handle the unexpected events that have come into our own futures during our lives. What Jesus was encouraging the people to do is something he did himself. Following on immediately from this gospel, we're told that Jesus would teach every day in the temple, and at night he would go to spend the night on the Mount of Olives, which we can assume was a quiet place in order that he could prepare himself for his own trials of the future. Here then is the model for Christ's invitation to us in Advent, our discipline, to be alert, to pray for spiritual strength, to grow in holiness, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, growing into the love of God and love for one another. Our Holy Communion today is a foretaste, an indication of the eternal future of the heavenly feast, and Advent is an invitation. As the hymn in this service today, after the sermon, goes, "Let us prepare to follow thee, where in thy supper we may share." Words from the hymn, "Wake, O Wake." And the post-communion prayer for Advent Sunday says it well with regards to preparation. O Lord our God, make us watchful and keep us faithful as we await the coming of your Son, our Lord, that when he shall appear, he may not find us sleeping in sin, but active in his service and joyful in his praise. Active in his service and joyful in his praise. Being just that can help us to come into the rest of this day and every day. Whether that what unfolds is foreseen or unforeseen, the voice of Christ in Advent is an invitation for us to look back with gladness at the preparation for the birth of the baby Jesus, to seek comfort and courage in knowing Christ to be with us in the present, and looking to the future with hope and confidence to meet and see Christ face to face. For the Son of Man will, in some way, come again. Amen. let us join together in saying what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. And the response to each of our prayers is, Come, Lord Jesus. So we turn our eyes to the Lord of glory, saying, Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus, servant of God, you bring justice to the nations. Come, Lord Jesus. You love your people with a faithful love. Come, Lord Jesus. You were lifted up on the cross that you might draw all people to yourself. Come, Lord Jesus. You bring hope and joy to those who walk in the valley and shadow of death. Come, Lord Jesus. You have liberated us so that we might be free forever. Come, Lord Jesus. You, O Christ, are our justice, our peace, and our redemption. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray especially today for the problems in our world. And we think especially of the tragedy this week of those people losing their lives in the English Channel. We think of them, their loved ones, and for all people who are suffering at the present time as they seek to find a place to live. And as we remember those who passed away, and also look ahead to that time when we too must take that step of faith in whatever way, so too we pray to Christ, Son of the living God, set your passion, cross and death between your judgment and our souls, now and in the hour of death. Grant mercy and grace to the living, rest to the departed, to your church peace and concord, and to us sinners forgiveness, and everlasting life and glory. For you with the Father and the Holy Spirit are alive and reign, God now and forever. Amen. And now a special collect for the morning. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you that you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger. Order us in all our doings to do what is righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. final blessing. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you. Scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.